This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, here it is. Ask and you shall receive. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, otherwise known as War. Donald Trump has fired, demoted, or suspended over 8,000 Veterans Affairs employees since taking office. This is what people don't understand about Trump, man. He fires bad people. That's why he had a show called Apprentice and then the Celebrity Apprentice. This is what he does. He's relieved over 8,000 Veterans Affairs employees for failing their duty since becoming the president, according to VA Secretary Robert Wilkie. So Democrats criticize him for this and that while he creates the lowest black unemployment in history, the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history. They never give him credit for anything. The greatest stock market in history, one of the great economies in history, the most jobs, the lowest unemployment rate in history for everyone. But they also forget that he's been great for the vets, and the vets know it. That's why every vet I meet loves President Trump. Wilkie told reporters today, VA Secretary Robert Wilkie, the standard is if you don't live up to your oath, if you don't live up to the standards our veterans expect, you will be asked to leave. This is a transformational moment in history. He said accountability was a signature promise from President Trump, particularly after the VA scandals in 2014 and 2015 under Obama. It's always the bad stuff's always under Obama. Under Trump, he said VA employees from network directors down to the lowest employees were removed for not performing their jobs to the proper standards. This is one of the strongest statements we can make. It is a new day at the VA. So thank God for President Trump. God bless President Trump. And by the way, 60% of veterans who committed suicide were not in Veterans Affairs care, and that the roadmap would help the department working with local organizations to find military veterans suffering from depressions. Wilkie details a forthcoming national roadmap for understanding and preventing suicides and addiction and mental health and bringing together the federal government, including the Departments of Indian Health and Human Health and Resources and Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Defense. Bravo. Bravo, President Trump. Bravo. Now, let me try and find right now, and then we're going to come up in a minute or two with my man, Bill O'Reilly. I interviewed him earlier today, and it's always great to get his wisdom. Here it is. I was looking for Bernie Sanders' VA plan. I've got literally hundreds of stories to tell you about. I never get to more than like 5 to 10. Bernie Sanders' VA plan. Provide medically necessary gender affirmation surgeries and abortion care. So first of all, he wants to spend an extra $62 billion. I said $50 billion. I'm always on the low side of my guesses for Democrats who are crazy and insane and radical and communist. And this guy really isn't socialist. He is communist. And so here's what Sanders wants to do. He wants to guarantee quality health care for veterans, which he believes Medicare for All will enhance. So let me get this straight. Medicare for All will bankrupt the nation. Elizabeth Warren admits it costs $52 trillion. He's talking about $62 billion extra for the VA. But Medicare for All costs $52 trillion. The American budget is only $4 trillion or so a year, give or take a trillion. $4 trillion a year. In 10 years, it's a $40 trillion budget. She wants to add $52 trillion. He wants to add $52 trillion to expenses. I mean, insane, reckless, bankrupting the nation. He says that's going to make it better for vets that the country's bankrupt. And he wants to give, just like she does, free health care to illegals. And every illegal in the world will come to America by the hundreds of millions, maybe by the billions. They'll all want free health care. That's going to help get better health care for vets. Oh, yeah, okay. And then, coupled with Medicare for All, he says, should include the ability for the VA to give out taxpayer-funded, medically necessary gender affirmation surgeries and receive abortion care. So this is the Bernie Sanders way. Everybody gets free abortions because, you know, you served your nation. You're a brave person. You deserve free abortions. It's really insane. And as president, he would end the VA's blanket exclusion on medically necessary gender affirmation surgeries. Wow. He's not the only presidential candidate to focus on taxpayer-funded transition-related surgeries. Senator Elizabeth Warren promised gender-affirming, culturally competent health care for LGBT service members and veterans as part of her plan offered last week. Trump's saving the veterans. Trump's making their life better. They care about transgender veterans and surgeries that cost $200,000 for the taxpayers. Insane. All right. I had a chance to talk to Bill O'Reilly earlier today. Here's a taste of it. Bill O'Reilly, right now. All right, Wade Allyn with Bill O'Reilly. You can find his wisdom at BillO'Reilly.com anytime in detail, every single day of the week. And his great book, The United States of Trump, another great bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. So go to Amazon and get that. And in the meantime, we're thrilled to have him. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, Wayne. Thanks for having me back.
Let's start with a Mike Bloomberg question. The Democrats appear to have nothing. They have no one to beat Trump, despite impeachment. And so is Mike Bloomberg the answer? Could he possibly win the Democrat presidential nomination?
Well, I've known him for many years. I wrote a column just posted on BillO'Reilly.com entitled Mike Bloomberg for President, with a big question mark at the end. So the latest poll has him at 4%. I mean, that's not really fair. He's not been in the fray. The mayor is a very smart man. He's not a warm and fuzzy kind of guy like you are, Wayne. He's not that kind of guy. The Democrats don't want him in the race because he's the poster boy for income inequality. He's another billionaire. Bernie Sanders is going off today. Oh, yeah, billionaires. He's going to buy the election. So I don't see him as a real threat to Joe Biden. That's who Bloomberg would appeal to, Biden people. All right? And I don't at this point, he's not going to campaign in Iowa. He's not going to campaign in New Hampshire. It would be very, very difficult for Bloomberg to get the nomination.
All right, and that brings up when you say a threat to Biden, but my question to you is, isn't Elizabeth Warren the front runner at this point? And even if she's tied or slightly behind, one of two with Biden, my question to you is she electable? I just saw that Mark Cuban came out against her wealth confiscation plan. I saw days ago Bill Gates came out against her plan. Is Elizabeth Warren electable, and do you think she's the front runner?
I don't think she's the front runner. I don't believe the polls this early. So I don't believe she's the front runner. I think she's got an appeal. About 22% of Democrats like her socialistic philosophy. I don't think she could beat Trump unless Trump blows up. And I don't think the money men inside the Democratic Party want Elizabeth Warren, which is why you're seeing Bloomberg get in.
I've argued for years that the Democrats love open borders because that's how they're going to win elections. They're letting millions of foreigners into our country. Finally, the New York Times seems to have admitted that that is the correct assessment. New York Times had an article over the weekend that said that the reason Democrats swept Virginia last Tuesday is a tidal wave of mass immigration. What do you think about that?
I believe that's true. I've said that for many years, that the Democratic Party wants as many foreign nationals to get voting rights in the USA as possible. And that's why they hinder any kind of border security or sane immigration plan. It's no accident that these pinheads on Capitol Hill couldn't pass a fair immigration law. And of course they could, but they don't want to. They like the anarchy. They like all these people coming in. And you've seen California go to a state from a state that elected Ronald Reagan twice for governor to a state that now, I don't know how to describe them. And the state's blowing up. There's no doubt about it. And Virginia is a good example of what used to be a red state that's now a solidly blue state.
Right, and don't forget voter ID, another issue Democrats refuse to acknowledge or accept, even though Mexico has voter ID. I mean, it's crazy. Last question.
Sure.
Rand Paul says Donald Trump, President Trump, has every right to withhold Ukrainian aid due to corruption. Every right. Your response.
That's true. There is a law that we're not supposed to give foreign aid to countries that are dishonest and misusing the aid. You can debate whether Ukraine was misusing or whatever. But look, this comes down to the Trump people and administration have a defense that's valid, a valid defense for what the president did with Ukraine. So in our system, if you are defending yourself against accusations and your defense is valid, you're acquitted, which he will be in the Senate. So I don't think there's anybody who is disputing that analysis. You may think Trump's guilty of whatever, but he has a defense, and it's a valid defense.
All right. Always great to have Bill O'Reilly on to get his wisdom and his take on things. Bill, thanks for coming on the show.
All right, Wayne, anytime.
All right. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly, by the way. Always great wisdom. When I get back, they just want to ruin our country. Democrats, liberals, it's horrible what's happening with immigration. But even worse than open borders and immigration, we'll talk about all that, is the story out of Iran from the International Atomic Energy Agency, which says that Iran is blowing past enriched uranium limits. They remain above all the deal's limits, meaning the Iran deal. The Iran deal put together by John Kerry and Barack Obama. When I get back, I'll have a lot to say about that. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to light up the TV screen when I get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, so the Iran deal, what did I say for years before Trump became president? What does President Trump say all the time? While he was campaigning for president, while he's been president, worst deal in the history of deals. Never been a worse negotiation. Obama and John Kerry gave away the world. We got nothing. Zero. Zilch. Zip. Nada. What did America get for the Iran deal? And they said, oh, we got peace. We got no Iran nuclear, you know, fusion, blah, 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 blah. What did we get? Nothing. Because I said from day one, we gave them everything, plus $150 billion, plus interest they didn't ask for, and in return for all, can you imagine they didn't ask for the interest? We gave them the interest on $150 billion that we held for like 30 years since the TWA airplane was, terrorist bombed and went down and killed 300 people, and we kept Iran's money. We gave it all back to them with interest. That's how dumb the United States of America is, or how bribed Kerry and Obama were. I'm telling you, I am a smart New York businessman. Okay, yes, I live in Vegas now, but I was born and raised in New York, and I did lots of business in New York, and I witnessed how business is done in New York. And let me tell you something, everybody's hand is always out. And I'm telling you, nobody gives away $150 billion for no reason, doesn't keep any of it. Give it all to them, this little terrorist pipsqueak of a nation. Give it all to them. Let them win on every point. And then they didn't ask for the interest on the $150 billion. Let's give them the interest on the $150 billion. Nobody does that unless you're getting a payoff. Maybe there's $1 billion to the Kerry family or $1 billion to the Obama family and Kerry gets a taste of that. I don't know how it works in Washington. I know that everybody's getting rich screwing over the United States, doing deals with China and Russia and countries like Iran. pipsqueak little terrorist countries like Iran, and they're giving us the short end of the stick, so someone must be getting rich. And when there's $150 billion plus interest on $150 billion, somebody's getting a payoff. A big payoff, like $1 billion. Nobody notices whether you get $149 billion or $150 billion. Let's siphon off $1 billion in a Cayman bank account to Obama and all his friends and John Kerry and all their friends. That's why they were so anxious to do the deal. So now it comes back. At least you could say, oh, they would argue it did something good for America. The nuclear watchdog responsible for policing the Iran deal, the International Atomic Energy Agency, confirmed in a report today, that Iran has started enriching uranium at its underground Fordo site in the latest escalation in a trend which shows no signs of slowing down on its vow to blow past the limits set by the Iran deal. Iran's enriched uranium levels and its purity remains above the deal's limits, and Tehran is enriching with more advanced centrifuges and enriching at Fordo, which the deal forbids. According to IAEA figures cited in Bloomberg, the Islamic Republic's enriched uranium stockpile rose 65% in the last quarter, though the deal officially restricts it to no more than 300 kgs. It rose to 372 kgs, and in terms of purity, Iran is now believed enriching up to a level of 4.5, while the deal permits only 3.67. So tell me what's been achieved. This deal that Iran cut with America, that was negotiated by Obama and John Kerry, is as bad as Neville Chamberlain's deal with Hitler and the Nazis all those years ago, where he said peace has been achieved in our times. And nothing was achieved because Neville Chamberlain was an idiot and a coward and a fumbling, bumbling moron and someone who didn't know how to negotiate and naive and didn't understand the people he was dealing with, the Nazis. Well, the same thing could be said about Obama and John Kerry, but here's the difference. I guarantee you Neville Chamberlain didn't arrange a deal with Hitler and get money. Somebody got a payoff. Wayne Root is telling you, my gut instinct says, I don't know to be a fact, I'm just telling you, my gut says John Kerry wanted this deal so bad, and Obama wanted this deal so bad. Why? It's a bad deal. It doesn't work. They're cheating on it. There is nobody over it. There's no oversight of it. Worst deal in history, and we're on the short end, and we gave them all the money in the world to fund terrorism. Smart, huh? Somebody got rich. All right. Up next, don't go to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich. Run to the kitchen. Stay glued to your seat, because my wonderful sponsor, Swiss America's next. Gold and silver have held their value throughout history better than any other asset class on earth. And we've got a free report coming up and a free DVD. You can get both of them. The DVD is 30 minutes long, and it's hosted by Wayne L. LaRue and the CEO of Swiss America. And who's the host of the ad coming up? The great Pat Boone. Stay right in your seats. Pat Boone and Swiss America, my sponsor, coming up next. You don't want to miss it. Get the free report. Get the free DVD. Be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is paying tribute to veterans on the 100th anniversary of Veterans Day.
It's our duty to tell your story. Story of what you did for us. What you did for our country.
and all that you've done to ensure the survival and the success of liberty.
The Vice President speaking there in Arlington National Cemetery, where he also lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris is holding a Justice for Veterans conversation in South Carolina. Speaking to reporters after the event, the California Democrat says we need to be supporting veterans 365 days a year.
It is so much bigger than saying thank you for your service and walking away. It's about actually doing the work of supporting them.
Senator Harris says as president she would update and improve the VA. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. By the way, I mentioned something before, and I got it wrong. I just looked it up in the break. The reason we froze Iran's $150 billion wasn't because they shot down the TWA airplane. The airplane was shot down by Libya and Gaddafi. We froze the money. It was Jimmy Carter who froze the money when they took over the U.S. embassy and held all of our embassy officials hostage. That's why we froze Iran's money. I didn't even realize that. All these years, I thought it had to do with the shooting down a plane, and it was Iranian terrorism, but it was the terrorism of taking over the American embassy and holding all of our people hostage all that time. And, oh, by the way, how did they get out? The day that Reagan took office, they let them all go because they were scared to death Reagan would blow them away. And now we have a new Reagan. I said from day one, Trump is our Reagan. And sure enough, Trump is our Reagan. All right, so I keep telling you that the entire impeachment and the spying and the FISA warrant and the Russian collusion all comes down to Obama. And it does. I'm telling you, Obama's at the root of all the trouble in this world. Whistleblower Eric Chiarmella, alleged whistleblower Eric Chiarmella. Everyone knows it's Eric Chiarmella. Worst kept secret in the history of D.C., but allegedly Eric Chiarmella. Hosted a White House meeting. What's he doing in the White House? The whistleblower was in the White House on January 19, 2016, on the same day that the United States told Ukraine in a White House meeting to fire the prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. This guy, Chiarmella, or whoever he is so dirty. He was tied in with trips to Ukraine and the money to Ukraine and the meetings about Ukraine in the White House. How many times is he in the White House? 200 times? Is that possible? If you run a search on the White House visitor logs during the year 2016, the final year of the Obama administration, you find Eric Chiarmella listed as a guest at the White House over 200 times. You know what this reminds me of? When Obama looked in the camera and lied and said, I had nothing to do with the IRS scandal. Come on, it's a little scandal based in a little office of the IRS in Cincinnati. Nothing to do with me. Some lower level employees. Don't even worry about it. It's nothing. This was the most massive attack on democracy in the history of the United States of America. Was that he used the IRS and the power of government to try and destroy all the Republican donors. They went after Tea Party donors and Mitt Romney donors and donors to every Republican cause and every conservative site. It wasn't just that they weren't allowing the 501c3s that were conservative to begin and raise money. That happened too. But they also went after all the people that wrote checks to Republican causes to try and destroy us all and ruin our lives. And try and get all of us on tax evasion charges. So he acted like no big deal. Then it turned out when you looked at the visitor logs, Obama had met with the head of the IRS and the head of the IRS employees union hundreds of times, more than he met with the Secretary of State, more than he met with the Secretary of the Treasury while the country's economy was going under, more than he met with his economic team. You know, his economic counsel while the country was going under and the economy was dying. He kept meeting with the head of the IRS every week. IRS meeting, IRS meeting. And that's how you know how evil Obama was. Nobody wants to talk about this stuff, but Wayne Root, I've never even heard this on Fox News. It's in the White House visitor logs. Well, now you see the very guy who's the whistleblower against Trump, theoretically, supposedly, allegedly, Eric Chiarmella, the guy that Facebook won't let you name, the guy that Twitter won't let you name, the guy that Instagram won't let you name, the guy that Fox News won't let you name, the guy who might be the whistleblower, allegedly I think he's the whistleblower, others have named him as the whistleblower, Eric Chiarmella, was at the White House 200 times. It all goes back to Obama. The dirt with Ukraine goes back to Obama. Biden is a dummy. He's a fall guy. Biden wasn't smart enough to figure out corruption on his own. Biden was the bad man for Obama, in my opinion. Mark it down. Wayne Root says Biden was nothing but a bad man sent with instructions by Obama to get some dirty stuff done in Ukraine and in Iran and all over the world. John Kerry was his bag man for the Iran deal. Who knows how much money was made? Okay, whether it's pure bribes to a president of the United States or whether it's bribes to the Clinton Foundation, and then it's handed out the goodies to all the Obama people all over the United States and the Obama administration, whether it's handed out to the DNC to help elect Democratic candidates, I can't tell you that. These are just pure gut instinct guesses from Wayne Allen Root as a guy who lived in New York and did business in New York and knows how business is done among dirty, corrupt people whose hands are always out. The only reason people are in politics is because their hands are out. Do you believe anybody lives off their little rinky-dink salaries in politics? None of them do. It's all about inside stock trading and getting your family jobs as lobbyists and big law firms for your wives and your husbands. And it's about cheating and getting money under the table in all the big deals, you know, all the government contracts. That's the whole point of working in politics. So if you run a search of the White House visitor logs, during 1 year, Eric Chiamella made 200 visits to the White House, including he hosted a meeting with Ukrainian diplomat Andriy Telezenko on January 19, 2016, in the Obama White House. That's the day that the White House and Biden made the demand that the prosecutor had to be fired so he wouldn't come after Hunter Biden's company. My gosh. And Hunter Biden was making over $80,000 a month. We kept saying $50,000 a month. It turns out now $83,333 a month, even though he didn't speak Ukrainian, even though he had no knowledge of Ukraine, even though he had no knowledge of energy. And the company was working for Burisma, dirty, dirty, dirty. All involved with all kinds of dirty goings on in Ukraine with American foreign aid. And paying this guy, Hunter Biden, because guess what he was? Their insurance policy. Just like Peter Strzok said, there was an insurance policy against Trump getting elected. It was the FISA warrant. Well, the insurance policy against indictment in Ukraine was Hunter Biden, the vice president's son, on Burisma's board and getting $83,000 a month for something he knew absolutely nothing about. Visitor logs reveal whistleblower and DNC contractor Eric Chiamella visited the Obama White House multiple times. Unbelievable. And he also had private conversations with all the key Ukrainians, all kinds of meetings with Ukraine. He was in the middle of all the money going to Ukraine. He was in the middle of Hunter Biden and the corruption. How much money did this guy make off being dirty and being corrupt? But again, I keep saying allegedly Eric Chiamella. Last week, Real Clear Investigations was the first to report the whistleblower's name, and they said allegedly it's CIA officer Eric Chiamella. But the name has been floating around Washington, D.C. since the leak of Trump's phone call. It was considered an open secret, so reporter Paul Sperry published the article. But what's important is that this guy worked for Brennan and Clapper and Obama and Biden and traveled to Ukraine with Biden and was invited to White House state dinners as a guest of Joe Biden. And now they don't want him to testify in open court. Lindsey Graham says the impeachment probe is invalid, a complete joke without the whistleblower and without Hunter Biden's testimony. Lindsey Graham, sometimes I like him, sometimes I don't, but he sure came through with the Kavanaugh hearings, and I like that statement. There can be no impeachment without the whistleblower. Why is he afraid to testify? Because we know his name now. We know how dirty he is. We know how tied in he was with Joe Biden. Joe DiGenova, who a man I really like, and my producer, Andrew Paul, is trying to get him on our show in the next few days. Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney, said that this guy, Eric Chiamella, is like the John Wilkes Booth of our day. And of course, that's the assassin of Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln. He mentions the anti-Trump CIA leaker and says this is a political assassination, a decapitation of the president. This is regicide. It has nothing to do with the legal processes of the U.S. Constitution. And Exhibit A is that they don't want us to identify the key person who made the accusation, who started the impeachment process, this guy, Eric Chiamella, the whistleblower, anonymous informant. He's like John Wilkes Booth. He worked at the CIA, and he's part of the political assassination. It's all underway, and that's what everyone should know about. This is a fraud on the Constitution and a fraud on the American people. And now the tech giants have removed his name from their platform, and DeGeneva compared this to Pravda in the Soviet Union. Every time I hear Zuckerberg defend himself, I want to slap that little SOB across the face. That was what Joe DeGeneva said on TV yesterday. And by the way, Alan Dershowitz was asked, is there any possibility there was an impeachable offense by President Trump? And he says the answer is no. You can't make up crimes that don't exist. Rand Paul said it best. It's the president's job to ask about corruption in a foreign country and withhold aid if he thinks the money's going to corruption. There's no crime there. They're making it up as they go along. But they committed crimes, massive crimes. All right. When we get back, I'll tell you about some of the immigration stories out there, which are amazing. My God, we're under invasion, and it's bad. There's some bad hombres out there, as President Trump would say. It's really sad. They're trying to destroy this country. And the reason why is voter fraud. That's what this all comes down to. Voter fraud. There's no voter ID allowed. And so there's massive voter fraud. Illegals are voting by the millions, and they're knocking us out. All right, don't go to the bathroom. Don't run to the kitchen. Don't make a sandwich yet. Wait for the next advertisement. It's my great sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams, the number one hair restoration doctor in the country. As a matter of fact, last week I was in a TV studio for half a day with Joe Williams. Our new ad will be out either tomorrow or the day after. Me and Joe together in the ad. He is the best board-certified hair restoration surgeon in the world. Get a free vacation to Vegas. Watch it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I love Alan Dershowitz, I must tell you. He's a liberal Democrat. I don't know why. He's usually on my side on a lot of issues, and he's usually defending President Trump. Why do you remain a liberal Democrat? Drives me crazy. Another Jewish guy. I'm Jewish. Why do you remain a Democrat? Because your grandma Booby said you got to be a Democrat? Gosh. Dershowitz warned Democrats about going ahead with their unconstitutional impeachment vote. He said, is there any possibility that there was an impeachable offense? The answer is no. Take the worst case scenario. The president abused his foreign policy power to gain political advantage. How many presidents have ever done that over time? He means all of them. It's not among the listed impeachable offenses. It's not a crime. It's not any kind of a crime. The founders of the framers of our Constitution, they rejected the concept of maladministration as a ground for impeachment. You need to show bribery, treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors. And even in the worst case of this phone call, it's just not there. And then he says, look, I'm a liberal Democrat. I think the worst thing Democrats can do is vote on impeachment. He wins in the Senate, and then he uses that to win re-election. And then he lists the phony accusations against President Trump. You can't make up crimes. Disclosing the name of a whistleblower is a crime. No, it's not. Obstruction of justice, that's not a crime. Collusion, that's not a crime. The phone call, that's not a crime. You can't just make it up. To have a crime, you have to have something on the statute book that existed before the actions took place and that was clear and unequivocal, and it's just not there. Thank you, Dershowitz. I love you. Alan Dershowitz, you're the best. And also the best, Sarah Carter said the Horowitz report on the FISA abuse will be damning, and there will be several criminal referrals. This is going to change our country. And then we've got Nikki Haley, who I've always thought, I mean, look, she's a very attractive lady, and she's very well-spoken, and she's a person of color. Her family came from India. She's an Indian. I believe she was born in America, but her family is a line of Indian immigrants. All good for the Republican Party. She was the governor of South Carolina, but she hated Trump. Hated him. She was a Marco Rubio person who did not support Trump throughout the primaries in 16 and said terrible things about Trump. But then once he's elected, he names her to be our UN representative, right? Our ambassador to the United Nations. And she becomes a Trumper. And she's been pretty good. And she now says that she found offensive the attempts by two big shots in the Trump administration to get her to help undermine President Trump. And she says that she was contacted by former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly to undermine President Trump. It's an explosive allegation in her forthcoming memoir. She told it to CBS News' Nora O'Donnell that Tillerson and Kelly should have taken their concerns directly to the president. They confided in me that when they resisted the president, they weren't being insubordinate. They were trying to save the country. And then Secretary of State Tillerson went on to say the reason he resisted the president's decision was because if he didn't, people would die. So she says it absolutely happened. And instead of saying that to me, they should have been saying that to the president, not asking me to join them on their sidebar plan. I never thought Nikki Haley would be on our team and be ratting out the bad guys. Nikki Haley also destroys the impeachment argument. She goes on TV and she says to Nora O'Donnell, the Ukrainians never did the investigation and the president released the funds. There's just nothing impeachable there. Nothing. Nikki Haley, and some are saying she's making an attempt here. She's vying for the job of vice president on President Trump's ticket. But I don't see Trump dumping Mike Pence. I just don't see it. Nikki Haley would be a much more attractive candidate for the Republican Party, right? She'd be the first ever female vice president of the United States and the first ever person of color as vice president of the United States and the first ever female person of color. And she'd make the Republican Party look more open and diverse and welcoming. All good. But I don't see why you would dump Pence. Pence has been a loyal soldier for President Trump, but he's done a great job, and I don't think you can dump him. I do think Nikki Haley is a prime candidate to be the next president of the United States after President Trump. The problem is she's always been known as a rhino. She hated President Trump. Now she's trying to make amends and trying to, you know, should I say it, kiss butt with President Trump and 63 million Trump supporters and Trump voters? I guess she's trying to win us over. And is it real or is it fake? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. All right, time to say goodbye, I'm hearing. I guess I'll save it for tomorrow. But the New York Times finally admitted the reason we were defeated in Virginia last week, last Tuesday night, we got crushed, Republicans in Virginia, is because of a tidal wave of mass immigration. That's what handed Virginia to the Democrats, a tidal wave of mass immigration. Well, Wayne Root has been saying for years and years and years, open borders are the Democrats' best friend, and they flooded this country with foreigners. They're not winning the argument with Americans. They're overwhelming Americans with foreigners. All right, time to say goodnight. All the cops out there, all the vets on Veterans Day, all the active military on Veterans Day, I love you, I love you, I love you. I appreciate everything you do for our country. God bless you. And all the cops, be safe tonight. All the military, be safe tonight. And don't just run to the bathroom or go make a sandwich in the kitchen because Wayne Root's show is over. Because right now, stay tuned for a commercial for my sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. They've done a great job for me. Their products contain alkaline structured silver, which kills yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. I take it for everything that ails me, and it's all gone. I take their skin cream. My skin's the best it's ever been. And I drink their silver solution. I don't have brain fog anymore. I wake up in the morning, I'm clear as a, sharp as a tack. And I suck on their lozenges, and I don't lose my voice ever. Thank you. Here's their ad coming up now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.